Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4. The title of the chapter is Vidura Approaches Maitreya, text number 16. Karmani anihasya bhavo abhavasyate. Karmani anihasya bhavo abhavasyate. Durghashrayo dharivayat palayano. Kalatmano yat pramada yutashrama. Swatman rate kidhyati dhir vidam iha. Karmani activities anihasya of one who has no desire. Bhava birth. Abhavasya, of one who is never born. Te, your. Durga Ashrayaha, taking shelter of the fort. Atha, thereafter. Aribhayat, out of fear of the enemies. Palayanam, flee. Kala Atmanaha, of he who is the controller of eternal time. Yet that pramada ayuta in the association of women, ashramaha household life, swatman in your own self, rate one who enjoys, kidhyati is disturbed, dhi intelligence, vidam of the learned, iha in this world. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My Lord, even the learned sages become disturbed in their intelligence when they see that your greatness engages in fruitive work, although you are free from all desires. That you take birth, although you are unborn. That you flee out of fear of the enemy and take shelter in a fort, although you are the controller of invincible time. And that you enjoy householder life surrounded by many women, although you enjoy in yourself. Translation responsibly. My Lord, even the learned sages become disturbed in their intelligence when they see your greatness engages in fruitive work, although you are free from all desires. That you take birth, although you are unborn. That you flee out of fear of the enemy and take shelter in a fort, although you are the controller of invincible time. And that you enjoy householder life surrounded by many women, although you enjoy in yourself. By Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with philosophical speculation in regard to transcendental knowledge of the Lord. Nor is it possible to acquire complete knowledge of the Lord. Whatever little knowledge they have about Lord is sufficient for them, because devotees are simply satisfied in hearing and chanting about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This gives them all transcendental bliss. But some of the pastimes of the Lord appear contradictory, even to such pure devotees. And thus, Uddhava asked the Lord about some of the contradictory incidents in his pastimes. The Lord is described as having nothing to do personally, and it is actually so, because even in the creation and sustenance of the material world, the Lord has nothing to do. It seems contradictory then to hear that the Lord personally lifts the Govardhan hill for the protection of his unalloyed devotees. The Lord is the supreme Brahman, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, appearing like a man, but Uddhava had doubts whether he could have so many transcendental activities. There is no difference between the personality of Godhead and the impersonal Brahman. How then can the Lord have so many things to do, whereas the impersonal Brahman is stated to have nothing to do, either materially or spiritually? If the Lord is ever unborn, how then is he born as the son of Vasudev and Devaki? He is fearful even to Kala, the supreme fear, and yet the Lord is afraid of fighting Jarasandha and takes shelter in a fort. How can one who is full in himself take pleasure in the association of many women? How can he take wives and, just like a householder, take pleasure in the association of family members, children, relatives and parents? All these apparently contradictory happenings bewilder even the great learned scholars, who thus bewildered cannot understand whether inactivity is a fact or whether his activities are only imitations. The solution is that Lord has nothing to do with anything mundane. All his activities are transcendental. This cannot be understood by the mundane speculators. For the mundane speculators, there is certainly a kind of bewilderment. But for the transcendental devotees, there is nothing astonishing in this. The Brahman conception of the absolute truth is certainly the negation of all mundane activities. But the Parabrahman conception is full with transcendental activities. One who knows the distinctions between the conception of Brahman and the conception of Supreme Brahman is certainly the real transcendentalist. There is no bewilderment for such transcendentalists. The Lord himself also declares in Bhagavad Gita 10.2, even the great sages and the demigods can know hardly anything about my activities and transcendental potencies. The right explanation of the Lord's activities is given by Grandfather Bhishma, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.16, as follows. Nahi asya karhichit rajan puman veda vidhishtam yat vijnan vijinanasya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. My Lord, even the learned sages become disturbed in their intelligence when they see that your greatness engages in fruitive work, although you are free from all desires, that you take birth, although you are unborn, that you flee out of fear of the enemy and take shelter in a fort, although you are the controller of invincible time, and that you enjoy householder life surrounded by many women, although you enjoy in yourself. So it is, here Uddhava is talking about Lord's pastimes, and this is like a Lord's pastimes are very bewildering and also astonishing sometimes. So here in this, especially in the Damodar month, it is very, very apt, because the Lord's pastimes in the Damodar month is also very bewildering actually. The Supreme Lord, he is feared by fear personified, but that Supreme Lord is just afraid of the small stick in the mother's hand. So this is like, all the pastimes are like that only. Lord's pastimes are like this. So this is like here, even great personality like Uddhava is asking this clarification. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, so many great personalities. Lord Brahma sometimes gets bewildered. Indradev, he gets bewildered. Vayu, everybody, all these great personalities, they also get bewildered by looking at the pastimes of the Lord. This is not a very easy thing to understand also. So this is what we have in the scriptures. So the Lord's activities are not that easy to understand. But for who? The Lord's activities are not very easy to understand for the Vedeshu Durlabam Adurlabam Atma Bhakto. This is all, somebody studies only the Vedic literature and try to speculate, try to understand the Lord. For them it is difficult. But Vedeshu Durlabam. Durlabam means very, very difficult to get. But Adurlabam Atma Bhakta. Adurlabam means it is very easy for Atma Bhakta. Atma Bhakta means one, somebody is a pure devotee of the Lord. For him, all these things are very easily revealed actually. So here, it's very interesting. Even Uddhava is like as good as Lord Krishna, for all practical purposes. And even Uddhava is asking this question. So we have to understand, it is for our clarification also. It's not that Arjuna is asking questions in Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna is in illusion. No, Arjuna is not an illusion. Through Arjuna, Lord Krishna is speaking this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So for our benefit, Uddhava is asking these questions, how to understand the Lord or how to understand the Lord's pastimes. All these things will be clarified. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, pure devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with philosophical speculation in regard to transcendental knowledge of the Lord. So the pure devotees, they are not always worried about all these different philosophical speculation. Like if you go to Brajavasis, they don't even know Krishna is God actually. As far as they are concerned, Krishna is their lovable object. That's it. They don't really care whether Krishna is God or Krishna. No, because they don't have so much love for Krishna, they don't have time to think whether Krishna is God or somebody else actually. Krishna, they are so much concerned, they are so much engrossed in serving Krishna, they don't really worry. Because that's why we see so many pastimes are happening. Oh, now Narayana has saved, some other Devata has saved. Who can save Krishna? Because Krishna is Bhagavan and nobody can save Krishna. But these Brajavasis, they are thinking that, okay, this is somebody has saved Krishna, somebody has protected Krishna. No, nobody can protect Krishna. So this is the beauty. And why these things are happening? Because if Yashoda Maiya thinks Krishna is Bhagavan, then she will not run with the stick. She will start doing aarti. Because it's very difficult. If Yashoda Maiya thinks that Krishna is Bhagavan, then she won't do all these things and she won't be able to have the Vatsalya Bhava. How can she have Vatsalya Bhava if she thinks this is Bhagavan? No, it's not possible. So that is why Krishna, out of his kindness, whatever way you want to reciprocate with me, Krishna facilitates that. Krishna's Sakti, Krishna's Yogamaya is making this curtain so that Yashoda Maiya does not know that Krishna is God. If Krishna, Yashoda Maiya knows that Krishna is God, that's it. The Vatsalya Bhava will be finished. And then what Yashoda Maiya wanted to enjoy the Vatsalya Bhava, Vatsalya mood, that the parental affection. So this is why Krishna arranges things like that so that these pastimes can continue. Because otherwise it's very difficult. If everybody knows that, it's interesting, Yashoda Maiya also didn't know Krishna is God, and Kamsa also didn't know Krishna is not God. So Kamsa also thought Krishna is not God, and Yashoda also think Krishna is not God. But there is a difference. Yashoda thinks, because Yashoda Maiya is covered by Yoga Maya, and Kamsa is covered by Mahamaya. Kamsa, out of his pride, out of his ignorance, he thinks Krishna is not God. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says, the pure devotees are not very much concerned with the philosophical speculation in regard to transcendental knowledge of the Lord, nor is it possible to acquire complete knowledge of the Lord. It is not possible, Because this is like as Lord's Anantadev is trying to glorify the Lord from the time of creation with his 1,000 hoods, he keep on glorifying. And then he is not able to complete this. So what to talk of anyone else actually? You can't know the Lord. So this is what in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes here. This I'll just read the... Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshyaha ahamadirhi devanam maharshiniyam cha sarvashaha. Neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and the sages. So he is the source of everyone, but even the great demigods, great sages, they don't know fully. We just only a little bit only. But even that little bit of knowledge is also sufficient. It's not that nobody can know, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, nobody can know Krishna fully, completely, 100%. We can't know Krishna like that. We can know Krishna as Krishna reveals. This is like a Krishna revealing is not like a physics, chemistry, biology. You study, I understood everything, I have understood everything about Krishna. No, it doesn't work like that. Krishna realization is different. This is like Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Muki Jivato Swayam Eva Spuratyata. Krishna's name, form and activities, it's not like we cannot understand by the blunt material senses. No, it is not like that. And as we render devotional service to Krishna, Krishna reveals it. So this is like this process is a revelation process. It is not a process where just I understand, I will do ascending process, I will try to understand, I will study, I will do research, I will keep on doing, and then finally, no, We can't understand Krishna like that. Krishna understanding is not like that. Krishna understanding is Krishna has to reveal. Krishna has the is his prerogative. Krishna, if he is pleased, then he reveals. Like Krishna is pleased with Mother Yashoda, now you can bind. Initially, Yashoda could not bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda was running, taking all the rope from all over Vrindavan. No, could not happen. Why? Because Krishna didn't want to, at that stage, Krishna is just, he's enjoying the pastime. So if immediately Krishna got bound, then where is the pastime actually? There is no pastime. So then after some time, Lord Krishna says, oh, my mother is struggling so much to bind me, now let me be bound. So this Krishna, that's why Acharyas give this explanation. So everywhere, every time whenever Mother Yashoda is trying to bind, at that time there is always a 2-inch shot. 2-inch shot. So they give the explanation to for binding Krishna, two things are needed. Two things are needed for binding Krishna. What is one thing is we have to have the desire to bind Krishna. Our endeavor has to be there. Oh, okay, my endeavor is there. Okay, Krishna will be bound. No, your endeavor has to be there and Krishna should be willing to be bound. Then only it will be bind. We can otherwise bind Krishna. Nobody can bind Krishna. All the yogis, all the jnanis, everybody is trying to bind Krishna, but they are not able to bind Krishna. How Mother Yashoda can bind? Because Mother Yashoda has so much affection, so much love for Krishna. Krishna, after seeing this, okay, now let me be bound. Because that's why Mother Yashoda didn't bind Krishna with the rope, with the love. So these pastimes are very, very bewildering. Very, very bewildering. Bhagavan, he's running. He's running in afraid of small stick. What is this small stick can do for Krishna? But he's enjoying that pastime. Krishna doesn't want to. Actually, it is said Krishna, when the mother Yashoda was tying the rope, and then that rope, there are so many people are coming. He can ask somebody, okay, you just untie the rope. Krishna could have done that actually. But Krishna didn't do. Because of the love she has bound. No, I will be like this one. So this is so much affection for Mother Yashoda and this Krishna, he didn't want anyone to unbound this. Then he left like that only. So this is Krishna's special mercy for that pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada says here, whatever little knowledge they have about Lord is sufficient for them because devotees are simply satisfied in hearing and chanting about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This gives them all transcendental bliss. But some of the pastimes of the Lord appear contradictory even to such pure devotees. And thus Uddhava asked the Lord about some of the contradictory incidents in this pastime. So this Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned in the third chapter. Lord Krishna says, Name parthasti kartavyam trishulokena kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam vartaye vacha karmani. O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor I am in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. So when Lord Krishna is explaining this Lord does not have to do anything. He doesn't have any. We have to go, we have to maintain the family, we have to do this, we have to achieve this, we have to go to work and all this. But Lord doesn't have to do anything. He is Atmaram. He's Atmaram. He's self-satisfied. He does not have to do anything. He has his potencies are so much. Parashya Shaktir Vividave Suyate. Because he has so many potencies. By just thinking, by his willing, automatically all the activities happen. But in our case, we have to plan, we have to do this, to put in the project, plan, iPod. Everywhere you put, finally the activity fails actually. With all this, so much effort we do. We plan so many things, so many activities. It has to be done, like finally it fails. But Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He's just willing. Krishna thinks, yes, let this be happen. That's why. Tatastu. Automatically, so many people are there. Krishna's energies. So they are ready to do. That's why Krishna says, I do not have to do anything. So then people may wonder, why Krishna does these things? If Krishna doesn't have to do anything, then why Krishna does? So Krishna explains that here in the Bhagavad Gita. Already he says, in the next sloka, If I ever fail to engage in carefully perform my prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. So this is, oh, your Krishna didn't do, I will not do. So Krishna did so many things, what are you doing? No, your Krishna didn't do that, I won't do also. This is the people will have some excuse. No? Why he didn't do? Oh, he didn't do that, that's why I didn't do. Why can't you set an example? No, but that's why Lord Krishna says, for if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, Oh Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. Then they will take Krishna's name. Oh, I am doing this because Krishna did that. Krishna didn't do that, I will not do that. So this is a problem. So then he continues to say, if I did not perform my prescribed duties, all this world would be put into ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. So Lord Krishna is explaining. Now Arjuna is saying, I am not going to fight. But Krishna is saying, even I am Bhagavan, I have to perform my prescribed duty. What do you think? You are here to perform your Kshatriya duty. I have to perform my duty. Even though I am Bhagavan, I am the Supreme Lord. Still, when I take birth and I just perform these particular activities. Krishna says that. So this we can understand. Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport. He is saying, the Lord is described as having nothing to do personally, and it is actually so. Because even the creation and sustenance of the material world, the Lord has nothing to do. Actually, Lord nothing to do. Lord is there in the Goloka Vrindavan and all his energies, like all these the different expansions are coming. First expansion, again second expansion, and all the Vishnu Tattvas, they are all coming. The Garbhodaka Sai, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Shirodaka Sai. Krishna is not affected by this. Actually, Srila Prabhupada's one of the god brother, he came from Germany. So he visited all these places, you know, all the temples everywhere he went. And finally he concluded Krishna should be the God actually. Then they asked, why are you saying Krishna is the God? Then he said, everywhere we went, all the temples, somebody is holding some weapon, some ayuda, something, they are doing. But Krishna is not doing anything. He's just sitting and just like enjoying life actually. Because everywhere you see, like somebody has some weapon, somebody has a lance, somebody has something, somebody has a bow, arrow. But Krishna doesn't have anything. He's just like enjoying his pastimes only. He concluded that Krishna is the supreme. Because his activities are not like anything. He doesn't have to do anything. That's what is mentioned here. And Srila Prabhupada says here, and it seems contradictory then to hear the Lord personally lifts the Govardhan hill for the protection of his analoid. He says, I don't have to do anything, but still he is lifting the Govardhan hill, running behind this wooden martyr, and then he is, because this is the, like Krishna's one activity, by his performing one activity, so many things are covered. Like Krishna performing this Damodar Leela. For this Damodar Leela, we just see only Damodar Leela. There are so many things by performing Damodar Leela. Nala Kuvera is liberated. Whatever Narada Muni said. You see, all these things are reconciled actually. This is Krishna's way of doing. One activity of Krishna automatically reconciles so many things actually. So this is, this is what bewildering actually. The Lord is the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, appearing like a man. But Uddhava had doubts whether he could have so many transcendental activities. We also have sometimes, what is Vaikuntha? What is Goloka Vrindavan? It will be boring. Like, this is no, this thing, what will we do? Sometimes people wonder, what will be the, no, we can't even imagine in our conditioned state, what will be the transcendental activities actually. Now we sometime after some thing, it's already 9 o'clock prasadam time. Sometime when Maharaj Parikshit heard 7 days, 7 nights continuously Srimad Bhagavatam, we can't, okay, we have 7 days, 7 nights Bhagavatam. Sometimes people wonder. But if we have developed the ruchi, developed the taste, then it will be possible. Like Goswamis, they never used to sleep. No, they used to keep on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but they had the ruchi. Then we can't imitate that. Oh, now I also said, no, but now we'll go to sleep actually. After this, we'll just, as soon as we pick up Bhagavad Gita, we'll get sleep actually. We can't imitate in our position. But our position, like one sloka, two sloka, that's all right. That we can manage. But not like a Goswami. But they had so much ruchi. That's why, Haridas Thakur was chanting 23 hours. Now we are 16 rounds, I'm struggling actually. Haridas Thakur, because their ruchi, that ruchi has to be developed. But they had the ruchi. That is why they could do all these activities. So this is like Uddhava is having. This is very genuine question, because it's not that Uddhava is doubting, but he is for the benefit of everyone. Uddhava is putting all these questions, and he is Lord Krishna also now is finishing his pastimes. Like his, this is what Uddhava is very concerned. Like now I'm going to, because he knew that Lord is finishing his pastime, going to lose his association, so he's asking all these questions for. We're better to get clarification from Krishna. That is the best way to clarify anything. So he is saying there is no difference between personality of Godhead and impersonal Brahman. How then can the Lord have so many things to do, whereas the impersonal Brahman is stated to have nothing to do, either materially, spiritually? If the Lord is ever unborn, how is he born as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki? This is a big question. Some people say, you know, like, you say your Lord is unborn, Aja. Krishna says also, Aja. I'm Aja. Aja means no birth. But that we celebrate Janmashtami. So this is, when Lord is unborn, how do you celebrate Janmashtami? Yes, it is possible because Lord is unborn, but still he appears. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So Krishna, even though he is unborn, he takes birth. Not Krishna doesn't have to take birth, but somebody, some devotee, pure devotee wants Krishna, like they prayed that I want a son as like you. Nobody can be like Krishna. So then Krishna said, yeah, I will become your son. So then he became like a son and he gave the opportunity for Vasudev, Devaki, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya to enter into the pastimes. So he gave that. Not that Krishna didn't want to come, but Krishna has a mission also. Like we all companies have a mission statement. Krishna has a mission statement. Paritranaya sadhunam. So his mission statement, yes, he will, okay, wherever this happens, yeah, paritranaya sadhunam, vinasaya dushkritam. Dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yugi. Wherever you see any pastime, this thing will happen. This bottom line will be this. Krishna will appear wherever there is a decline, yada yada hi dharma. When the decline of religious principle and predominant rise of irreligion, at that time Krishna appears. Krishna appears. So Krishna has his plan. So this is like coming to the temple. We see in the church, you know, God has you in his plan. Do we have God in your plan? God's plan, we are there, but we don't have God. Without God, we try to have Ramarajya. We want to have Ramarajya without Lord Ram. We try to have that, but it's going to be fiasco. You keep Ram in the center, then there is Rajya will be there. Otherwise, where is Ramarajya? Without Ram, you can't have Ramarajya. So this is this point we have to understand, where this Lord takes birth. And Krishna also very clearly says, this confusing things will come. So he says in Bhagavad Gita, this is janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. Krishna wants, beginning of Bhagavad Gita, only Krishna wants that my janma and my karma are divyam. Don't think that this is like all this normal mundane activities. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvadaga. Those who know in truth, then tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjana. Tyaktva deham punarjanma. Once you leave this body, you do not have to take birth again in this material world. For whom? Janma karma chame divyam. If somebody knows Krishna's janma, Krishna's karma, they are divyam, they are transcendental. Nothing to do with this material world. Not that Krishna's activity, whatever we see, there may be a resemblance of that activity in the material world, but that is only a perverted, that's not to do with Krishna's activity or divyam. And if it is not divyam, why Sukadeva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the great personalities, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna only, there is no difference, but still all these great personalities, they have completely given up everything mundane and then they are thinking about Krishna. If Krishna's activities are mundane, why these personalities, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, or Narada Muni, all these great persons, what do they have to do with mundane activities? We have to understand like this. Otherwise, we may get bewildered also. Somebody will try to give explanation. Oh, Krishna is like that, Krishna. No, Krishna is not like that or like this. Krishna's activities are divyam. That's a period. We have to have a period. There is no question of if, but, nothing. Krishna's activities are divyam. Because if we understand that, then we don't have to take birth again in this material world. That is the bottom line. Because otherwise, if we start doubting Krishna, oh, it can be like that, cannot be like Hare Krishna. So, we cannot do that. That's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Shraddhadana Purusha Dharmasya Sya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrutyu Samsara Vartmani. If you don't have doubt, if you have faith, Ashraddhadana Purusha, Ashraddha. There is no Shraddha, there is no faith. What will happen? Ashraddhadana Purusha Dharmasya Sya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrutyu Samsara Vartmani. So they again and again take birth into the Punarapi Jananam. Again and again they take birth in this material world. That's why very important. We have to have faith. How the faith will come? It's not that one day from the akashana the faith will fall down. No, faith has to be developed. We have to read Bhagavad Gita. We have to, in the association of devotees. That way only this faith will come. Faith is not going to come one day, oh yeah, now I got the faith. No, faith doesn't develop like that. Faith will come in the association of devotees. That is very important, because otherwise we don't have the association of devotees, we don't chant Hare Krishna, the faith will not come. We keep on hearing about something, then we develop a little bit interest, little bit attraction. Correct? Because otherwise, if nobody knows, you know, like by birth, everybody knows Sachin Tendulkar. Nobody knows because he is. We keep on hearing, keep on following the, all this. Oh, then, oh, yeah, yeah. Then we develop a little bit of admiration, a little bit of affinity towards that person. But if you hear about Krishna, that's why Krishna's activities are called superhuman activities. These activities are not, we don't see every day somebody is lifting over the hill or somebody is like, no, we don't see once in a while only. That's only Krishna only does. Nobody else does also. Other incarnations come. And I was hearing this one of the incarnation, Krishna came as a boar, Varahadev. The Varahadev, the whole size is like all the oceans of the world, if you can put into this, still that hole will be not completely filled. So now you can imagine the whole, one hole of that body is like that. Then how huge the body of the Varahadev will be. So these are all the things we have to be attracted actually. Currently our attraction is going somewhere here, somewhere there. We get attracted to somebody has money. Oh, this one, Bill Gates has this much billion. Warren Buffett has this much billion. So we adore them. We give so much importance for, oh, great personality. He has 68 bedrooms, his house. He can sleep only one bedroom only. You have 68 bedrooms. But Krishna, your Krishna is not like that. He married 16,108 wives and he lived with them 16,108 palaces. And he had an expansion. 16,108 Krishnas were there in every house. It's not that all the wives were complaining. No, my husband doesn't come to her house. No, not like that. So Krishna is like that. That's why before we comment about anything about Krishna, we have to understand who is Krishna, what Krishna's activities are. Then we come, then we talk about Krishna. Otherwise, you know, like a Krishna understanding is not. So that is why it's very important. That is why he is saying, he is fearful even to Kala, the supreme fear, and yet the Lord is afraid of fighting Jarasandha and takes shelter in a fort. Because this is another pastime. There was a fight between the Magadha king Jarasandha and Lord Krishna. And he defeated him 17 times. This Jarasandha, if he has a shame, he would have surrendered actually. He didn't have shame. You think, I will go 18 times, I will get another 23 Ashwamedha Sena and I will fight with Krishna. This is the epitome of ignorance actually. Because 17 times he has defeated me and then the 18th time I will go and I am going to fight with him. So at that time Krishna had a different plan. Krishna immediately started running from the battle. So Jarasandha, yes, now I have achieved. This fellow is afraid of me. That is why he is running. But Krishna had a different plan. He said Krishna has to get the message from Rukmini Devi that Rukmini Devi has to be married to, ultimately Rukmini Devi belongs to Krishna. So she has to be married to Sisupal by the arrangement of Rukmi. That's why she wrote a letter. This is the first love letter or whatever you call it. Because this letter, that's a transcendental. Because she wrote, I heard about all of you. Then now this is the, according to, actually it is wonderful. She writes so nicely. She says, according to the, all this formula also she gave. This before the marriage, you will go to the Durga Devi temple. You come and kidnap me. This is like a voluntary, this message is given. So you come and kidnap. So this is the, so again, Krishna went and was hiding in a fort. And then Jarasandha thinking, no, we have conquered Krishna. No, nothing could happen to Krishna. So even though he's a supreme personality of Godhead, why he is running? Running behind this, the enemy is coming. No, he is not afraid. So that's why even though Krishna is, all the six opulences are there in Krishna, he's a perfect renunciant also. This is another beauty of Krishna. Krishna renounces. Somebody, now even people say, oh, Ranchor, your Krishna is Ranchor. He just ran away from the battle. Huh? But he didn't run away because of his own thing. He ran away to protect Rukmini Devi. And also just, he just wanted to trick Jarasandha. So this is Krishna. We call Makanchor. Makanchor is like, normally thief will be like punished actually. But here the thief is glorified actually. This is a complete, you can see in the, he's like Atmaram, you can see so many contradictions in this. But these contradictions, we have to understand in the light of Acharya's explanations, in the light of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we can understand. Otherwise, we make some, oh yeah, Krishna is wrong. People will come to conclusion after reading all Bhagavad Gita. They will come to the wrong conclusion. Yes, Krishna's activities are to be condemned. What are you? Who are you to condemn Krishna's activity? Krishna's activities are nothing to do with the material world. If you want to do, if you want, that's why it is very important. These activities, the instructions had to be taken. We can't imitate them. We can't imitate. Somebody wants to imitate Rasalila. First you lift Govardhan hill. Then first you show your universal form. Then you come to other leelas. First you finish this. Then first you fight with Chandur and Mushtik. Then you come to the other leelas. Why you want to come to Rasalila? Because people don't know. That's why Srila Prabhupada strictly forbids. No? Like, first you understand who Krishna is, who God is, what his potencies are, what his opulences are, his Aishwarya. Then you compare. Otherwise, no, it will become like a comparing to the gold to the this thing, iron. That type of comparison only. So Srila Prabhupada concludes, goes in the purport. I think we are running out of time a little bit. So we'll just, all these apparently contradictory happenings bewilder even the greatest learned scholars, who thus bewildered cannot understand whether inactivity is a fact or whether his activities are only imitations. So this is another thing. The scholars, they are bewildered. They don't know whether this activity is really these all activities or just they are like only imitations actually. But Krishna's activity, yes, they are real activities. It's not activity, it's not like some kind of bogus. These are all transcendental. There are mundane activities, there is transcendental activities. So these activities of the Lord are all transcendental. So the Prabhupada proposes the solution is that the Lord has nothing to do with anything mundane. All his activities are transcendental. These cannot be understood by the mundane speculators. For the mundane speculators, there is certainly a kind of bewilderment, but for a transcendental devotees, there is nothing astonishing in this. There is no astonishing. Why? This everybody knows this famous story of the Brahmana and the cobbler. The Brahmana and the cobbler, this one day the Narada Muni was passing by and he saw the one Brahmana. So he saw the Brahmana paid obeisances to Narada Muni. Oh, I'm going to Vaikuntha. So you're going to Vaikuntha. So please ask Lord that when I will go back to Vaikuntha. So Narada Muni, no problem, I will go and ask. And then he went and on the way another cobbler was there. The same question, paid obeisances. And then cobbler also, please ask when I will go to, when will I finish my this thing. So then Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha. Lord, this I had this question from these two people. So he said the Brahmana, he has to so many lives to take. And this cobbler, this is his last life. So Narada Muni got bewildered. How is this possible? Like Narada Muni, you go, when you go to material world, they'll ask you what the Lord was doing. You tell, the Lord was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. You tell them. So he went, and first Brahmana was there. So told the Brahmana, yeah, I had darshan of Narayana, okay, that's good. So did you ask him? Yeah, Lord said you have to take so many births. So the Brahmana got very upset. Did you really see the Lord? Huh? Yeah, I saw that. What was the Lord doing? When I saw, the Lord was passing elephant through eye of the needle. Then he got really upset. Hey, you see, he didn't even go to Vaikuntha. You are bluffing, you are lying. Lord, who can do that? Like elephant, how you can pass through the eye of the needle? Can't do that. They just chased Narada Muni away. And then they went to the Brahmana, the cobbler. The cobbler said, yes, I saw the Lord. This is going to be your last life. He said, what was the Lord doing? The Lord was passing the elephant. Oh, what a wonderful thing. He said, what a wonderful thing. Do you believe this? Yeah, what is the problem? What is the problem in believing? See, I am sitting in the banyan tree. Such a banyan tree, small, only small seed. If a person can put a small seed of that tree, such a big banyan tree into this small seed, what is the difficulty for him to putting elephant through the eye of the needle? So then Narada Muni understood, this is the reason why Lord said, this is his time is already finished, he has to go to Vaikuntha, the other person has to stay. Because no asraddha, asraddha dana purusha, dharma syasya parantapa. There is no sraddha there. Ritually doing something. That's what is very, very important. For us also, we have to have complete conviction on Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the protector. It's like, he's not going to let us down. That conviction we have to have. It's not like, what will happen? Krishna is going to protect me. Oh, only Arjuna, Draupadi, only protect, not us. No, he will protect everyone. If we are recipient of Krishna, every one of us are recipient of Krishna's mercy, provided we we do activities according to that, then we have become recipient. Otherwise, na, we will doubt. We'll, oh, Krishna really is going to protect me? Oh, the insurance is going to protect me, this Medicare, Medibank, all this will protect me. It may or may not protect, but Krishna is the only protector. Rakshishyati iti viswaso. This is six items of surrender. It is mentioned, this is anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati iti viswaso. We have to have viswasa, yes, Krishna will protect me. Period. Krishna will protect me. Krishna has protected Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, all these. Everybody, Krishna won't protect us. But we have to make ourselves in that. Not immediately we can't become Prahlad. Oh, now from tomorrow I am Prahlad. No, not like that. But we have to have the, imbibe the mood. Whatever the Prahlad did, whatever Dhruva did, whatever the other Ambarisha Maharaj. Like Ambarisha Maharaj, Krishna says, like I can't even the Sudarshan Chakra, I can't do anything. What kind of personality is this? He is saying, he is Supreme Lord. It is his chakra only. He can make a chakra come back. He can't come back. But he said, no. Even I can't do anything. Because you have offended my devotee. You go and fall at the feet of Ambarisha Maharaj. If Ambarisha Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra will come back. This is such a, Krishna attaches so much importance for the devotee. So how much we attach some importance for Krishna, that we have to ask ourselves. We have to ask ourselves how much we have. If Krishna attaches so much thing for us, how we should be attached to Krishna and how we should be rendering service to Krishna without any motivation, without any interruption. This is the only thing which will satisfy the Atma. Otherwise, no. If you have business with Krishna, yeah, you can have good business with Krishna, but you won't get bhakti actually. You'll have business. Yeah, you're very good. Krishna Devi is a Lakshmipati. He can give anything. What is his difficulty? Lakshmi Devi is just like anything. Whatever you want, you'll give. But bhakti giving, no, that will not happen. Okay, Krishna reserves the right. If Krishna gives this bhakti, then he has to crawl in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj. He has to crawl in the backyard of your house. He has to come. Because then he will be very, very careful. So that he will test us. Hey, whether you really want bhakti or something else. Something else is easy to give. Okay, dhanam dehi, dhanyam dehi, putram dehi, this dehi, that dehi. This is very easy for him. Take away and go. No problem. But bhakti, then he will, okay, I have to be careful. Because otherwise, you have to, Krishna has to dance according to your tunes. Because then he will be careful actually. So that's very important. These pastimes are giving. And I'll just conclude here. Even the great sages and demigods can know hardly anything about me, my activities and transcendental potencies. The right explanation of the Lord's activities is given by grandfather Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev says, even though Lord Krishna is, Bhishma Dev is in the bed of arrows, there he is glorifying the Lord. Even all this, nobody, the devatas, they don't know what Krishna's plans are. This is like but as Krishna reveals, then they understand. So that's why, you know, like we have to somehow or other put ourselves as an instrument in Krishna's hand. Then we can, like how Krishna drives us, then we have to do that way. That way we are protected, we are always under the shelter of Krishna, and then we will not have any doubt. Krishna's there like a cobbler, he didn't have any doubt that Krishna can do, and we don't have any doubt Krishna can lift Govardhan Hill. No problem. That is one reporter asked this tricky question, whether God can create a mountain which he cannot lift. Rupa said, yes, yes, he can create, then after that he will lift. It's not like you can't put God into, because I cannot do, so God cannot do. This is our problem. We superimpose all our deficiencies on God also. I can't do, so Krishna cannot do. You can't even lift this glass, and you think God cannot do. So we have to somehow, God, that's why this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very clearly, this Janma Karma Chamaya Divyam, this if we can keep our mind always, whenever some pastimes are contradictory, immediately we should remember, Janma Karma Chamaya Divyam. That means, Krishna's activity are transcendental. Nothing to do with this material, whatever you see in the material, no, that's not Krishna's activity. Janma Karma Chamaya Divyam, Evam Yoveti Tattvataha. You have truth. In truth we have to understand. Not that, okay, oh, I understood that. That's it. No, we have to understand in truth. Then, tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam. So then we don't have to take birth again. So that means we go back to Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Dham. So this is what we have to, it's like so much lessons for us, how we understand Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities. That way we'll be under Krishna's protection. So I'll just stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. This is like a... something. Prabhu is asking for my benefit and others' benefit. So this is like a fast tracking in this thing is like according to the Shastra, this fast tracking is just an association of devotees. Like a lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra hoy. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Because even little bit of association with pure devotee of the Lord, that will fast track us. Fast tracking method is like this is satam prasangam amavirya samvita. Krishna's thing, in the association of devotees, then it becomes more and more relishable, more and more pleasurable. So that is why it's suggested, even though somebody can read Bhagavad Gita at home, but in the association of devotees, there is a synergy. Like all the people talk about synergy. Everything is focus, one single focus. So here the devotees worship the Lord in a very coordinated fashion. So that way, that synergy helps. So that's why association is the one most important thing. Even though I may be a rascal number one, but if I associate with some pure devotee, then we also, whatever little bit sticks also. Okay. See, like so many people came into association of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada himself says, few years before, they didn't know who is Krishna. Now they are mad after Krishna. Why? They came with Prabhupada, came in association with Prabhupada. Because what is Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada is carrying Krishna with us, with him. So this is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara sakati ache. Krishna se tumara, Krishna is yours. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro. You just give Krishna. He can distribute Krishna to everyone. Who can, the pure devotee can distribute Krishna to everyone. That is why the one important thing is the association of devotees. That will fast track. That's my understanding. Any other
question? You're talking about Jarasandha.
Yes.
18th time he came.
Yeah.
And if you take it around in a different way, the Krishna is a devotee. Rukmini is the devotee of a Krishna.
Yeah.
So when he needs her, he doesn't worry about what the people will think, run away from
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah.
For the devotee,
he's ready to do anything. Actually, that is Krishna's one of the opulence, because everybody now calls Ranachur, Makkanchur, all these things. But he did for his devotee, even though now he call, like people say, like, oh, actually it's a running away from battlefield is like a kind of dishonor actually. But Krishna didn't care, because even though his six opulences are there, one of the opulences is like he is completely renounced actually. He created this material world, he's just staying away. You create one bedroom, you keep on every day, you rotate that bedroom, one bedroom house only, we do that. We are so much attached to this one bedroom house actually. We created here, and we are all every time look at the picture, look at here, everywhere, web here, Facebook, everywhere we look at that picture only. As if it's Vaikuntha, we keep on looking at that picture only. But there is Krishna created the whole material world, he didn't even care. He just, not in the care in that negative sense, he just is staying aloof actually. Because this is Krishna's another opulence. He's not attached to this material world like that. Or see, Krishna completely, he just gave up everything. Even though people call him very bad name, like Ranachor. So still, because of protecting Rukmini Devi, he did that. So all these opulences are like that.
And also after marriage, he can't do anything. That is a moral also. That's why before marriage, he goes and kidnap her.
Yeah, Krishna, this is like there are many ways of marriages, like there are Gandharva Vivaha, this Vihara, so many Vivahas are there. So it's not, actually Krishna, whatever he does is absolute. He is absolute truth, Param Brahman. Param Brahman cannot do anything wrong. So that is our bottom line. If you understand that Krishna cannot, there cannot be any blemish in Krishna's activity, that's it. That is our devotional position. Janma karma chame divyam, period. So Krishna cannot do, even though apparently from material calculation it may seem like, it is not a moral act. What is moral and immoral? It's absolute truth. That means he can do anything. We don't have any doubt. Like Surya, this thing, rays are falling on the rock, ocean, the toilet, urinal, everywhere it is. So sun is getting contaminated? No. That purifies. So same way, Krishna is like apavitra. You pavitra, apavitra. Whatever your situation is, just come in contact with Krishna, you become pure. So there is nothing like Krishna will not become, and his activities are never immoral, never impure. All the activities are transcendental. That is our acharyas, and Krishna himself says so that Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.